Well, I'm watching Peyton Manning, and obviously that's the first thing that anybody's going to watch with this team. I thought he moved really well, which is a huge positive sign for them, given the leg injuries that he had at the end of last season. And it showed me that it's possible for him to run Kubiak's offense the way it's supposed to be run. Obviously, this is early. Obviously, everybody's healthy. Nobody's taken a hit yet. So we've got a long way to go. But this was a pretty positive sign.
I know a lot of question marks about Peyton Manning. Also, maybe that offensive line in front of him. I know that's kind of been one of the things coming into camp.
Well, I think if you look historically at what Kubiak's done with the offensive line, they're always pretty well organized. And they run that offense pretty effectively. And because they're so run-focused, I think that you're going to at least set up the possibilities to make it easier for Peyton and keep him protected, even just from a strategic standpoint. He's not going to be sitting back there sort of faking it with the running game as a target in the backfield in a shotgun situation. It's going to be a legitimate run game. It's going to be well set up. You saw that in Baltimore last year. You've seen it in Houston year after year after year. I don't think that's going to be a real big problem, even though the personnel has changed a lot.
Just one more question here about the other side of the ball. Did you have a chance to see all those pass rushers on the field, Von Miller, DeMarcus Ware, and then the addition of Shane Ray? How much, I mean, is that going to be scary for some of those opposing quarterbacks this year?
Well, I don't know how scary it's going to be, but I do know that Wade Phillips couldn't be any happier, knowing Wade's history and his, you know, his affinity for bringing the blitz on a pretty regular basis, trying to cause action, trying to force action. Ray's a lot bigger kid than I expected seeing him in pads. I was expecting a guy who was a little bit skinnier, but he really looks the part. And he's played enough inside in the college game that you can leave Miller and Ware outside and run him over a guard or over a center on occasion. That kind of flexibility up front is critical. And look, you can't have enough pass rushers in today's NFL. They're the ones who stir the drink.